Phillips and Papier, LTD, Zurich and Curie. Today's date is 01-06-2023. Dictation is 4. Kevin Polinkas. Polinkas spells P-O-L-I-N-K-A-S. Kevin spells K-E-V-I-N. Date of birth is 04-25-1996. This is a 27-year-old gentleman here with pain to his left great toe, period. Patient said this has been going on for approximately 1 week. He said pain is located in the medial surface of his toe, around and lateral surface of his toe. Correction, the medial surface of his toe, where the nail is embedded into his skin, period. He said he came in because pain has increased and is worse with shoes. He described pain as sharp, weighted pain, 8/10. Worse with touch. Says he's in because of discharge, purulent discharge from sight, and increased redness, period. Next paragraph, past medical history is none. Past surgical history is none. The social history denies tobacco or alcohol or drug use. Next paragraph. Family history is none. Next paragraph. Allergies, none. Next paragraph. Review of systems. All systems were reviewed and were negative, period. Next paragraph. Physical exam. He's alert oriented and mild distress. Vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 99% at room air. Blood pressure is 119/74, pulse 78, respiration 18, temperature 98.0, period. Next paragraph, left great toe, medial surface, the skin is embedded into, correction, the lateral surface of the nail is embedded into the soft tissue. There is soft tissue swelling, migrating erythema. There's purulent discharge, site is tender to palpation. Yes, cap refill at less than 2 seconds. Sensation is normal, period. Next paragraph. HENT normal. Next paragraph. Neck full range of motion, no rigidity. Next paragraph. Respiratory good, inspiratory and expiratory effort, no respiratory distress, no use of accessory muscles, period. Next paragraph. Abdomen non distended, no visible peristalsis, no guardic, period. Next paragraph. Skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules, no vesicles or bullae, period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number one is onychocryptosis. Assessment number two is partial excision. Assessment number three is toe cellulitis. Next paragraph, procedure. Partial excision of nail. Next line, procedure was explained to patient. Next line, we talk about complications, which include infection, continuous pain, bleeding. Patient says he understands and give verbal permission for me to proceed, period. Site, his foot was soaked in tepid water and betadine for approximately 15 minutes. Then site was then bathed in betadine and overwiped with alcohol. The next line, a digital block was performed using lidocaine without epinephrine, 1%, approximately 3 milliliters. Patient was waited for approximately 20 minutes to achieve anesthesia. On achievement of anesthesia, a forceps, flat forceps was used. Lateral surface of the nail was rotated medially to remove from the soft tissue, then cut with the scissors. Aside, there was minimal bleeding. Bleeding was controlled with direct pressure. The site was then bathed in triple antibiotics, covered by 2x2 and secured by Coban. Next line, patient was educated on self-care. He was advised to leave bandages and Coban in place for 2 days to to examine or come back to the clinic in 2 days for a re-evaluation. Patient says he understands and will comply. You were sent home with the following. Mobic, 15 milligrams, 1 PO daily for pain. Bactrim, 800, less 160 milligrams, 1 PO BID for 10 days. Number 20, this is for infection, for cellulitis. He was given the opportunity to ask questions. He said he has none. End of vacation.